Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Welcome to Inside Leverage, your gateway to the fascinating realm of the Miami Dolphins. Join us as we delve deep into the team's dynamic Super Bowl journey. We invite you to share your most scorching takes, unwind, and relish in our captivating experience.
Tonga Bailoa, blocked by Armstead. Going, he's got him! He's got him!
Let me start with the top of the organization, Stephen Ross. You know what he said? And you know what you say as a frugal parent at times, as a young consumer moving around in the market? I got it, but do I want to spend it? Maybe. But you know what? When you think about it and you say, you know what? Let me take a frugal approach this year. Let me not run up the credit card this year. Let me do my due diligence and make the best of a great situation and get some value for this money that I got and I'm going to spend. And that's what I take away, value. And value means a lot of things to a lot of different people. When I look at the talent we've added, the value is there. And it might not always be the name brand, coach. It might not be the Publix brand, but at the end of the day, when you're trying to do something, you haven't done, sometimes you got to scale back, Wally. Mechanic, sometimes you got to scale back. You can't be so gaudy every year. Sometimes you might got it, but you might just, you know, let me just chill. So I start with Stephen Ross. And I look at the spending of the money. In my mind, I thought he was going to come in, spend $100 million, restructuring everybody, run it up again, go get the... But he said, you know, no. Let me go get value for this money I'm about to spend this season and show me.
I think the mindset of the team going forth is extremely important. The mindset going into this draft, this offseason, going into this season, how they're going to approach where we're right, where we're wrong from Mike McDaniel's side, right from the player side. I think this is all encompassing. This is why we led with this mindset thing because it's an important factor to the team and why they haven't been able to accomplish the things that we want them to accomplish. A big part of it is the mindset and having the right players with the right mindset, the right, you know, front office officials with the right mindset to get the right players and even get the right people into place for these right things to happen. And for everything that we need to happen to go right, we need everyone to be aligned in the mindset as well. So just a big part of this is everybody get on the same page, but changing their mindset. And it seems like the mindset of the team, in my opinion, is that if healthy, we would have been able to do a lot more than what we ended up accomplishing based on where we were. I feel like they feel like they were really good about it. And I feel like they have just reinforced what we do well. And we're just trying to add new layers to it. So I'm excited to see what it looks like, the finished product. But Junior, man, what you thinking?
I agree. And I feel like you fine tune what you do best, and that would help, and that would help accentuate what you've done last year. We ran the ball well, and believe it or not, there's certain things that happen, whether we can argue the trust in the offensive line, the trust in the running back. The fact of the matter is we really ran the ball well. But there's other factors too that played in there, and based on what the team has done, it feels like they're gonna stay with what they liked from last year and try to incorporate more healthier guys on the offensive line, incorporate a third and fourth option on the passing, because we are a pass first team. Let's just keep it stacked. We're a pass first team. We got explosive guys. And we need those two guys that are explosive. They need help. And who better than Jonnu Smith, a guy that they're trying to acquire like OBJ? You can tell where the mindset is at. Let's fine-tune this offense. Let's get more weapons to help the first, the receiver one and receiver two. Let the running game continue to develop and play, because it was good last year. But with a nice passing game and a lot of weapons with receiver-wise, That running game could probably be even elevated more. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's where their mindset is as far as that. And the change on the defense, I think they want to show that what Jeremiah Poirier was telling us earlier, that toughness, that grit. You know what I'm saying? I think we were lacking that last year. You know, I'm a fan of Jerome Baker, but he didn't give you that dog that you were looking for. You know what I'm saying? So we got guys who are that, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm seeing as far as the mindset on offense and defense. So,
wait, hold on a second before we move on. Just to let everybody know, if you missed that episode and that interview with Jeremiah Poirier that we had earlier in the week, go ahead and go down to where you listen to your podcast or streaming, and pick us up there. Inside Leverage, Miami Dolphins.
But Wally, man, what's your thoughts on this mindset thing? Where you at?
I just want to take the mindset of Junior when he sold out in this boy Jerome Baker just now. You saw that, right, John?
Hey, listen, man. You got, you know, man, shout out to OG, man.
That's nasty work, bro. You don't get to do that after the fact, because when we were trying to tell you about the mindset in the moment, you wanted to reject it. You didn't want to accept it. That's the problem. Now you regret it. You know what I'm saying?
It's not about regret. It's about understanding that it's bigger than just one player. It's bigger than Jerome Baker. You might like a guy. You might want to. You think he's good, but is he impact? Is he that dog that you're
That's
looking
what
for?
We doing?
I had to
doing?
Accept that.
That's what we doing.
I had to accept it. What do you want
Liar.
Me to do? What do you want me to do? He wasn't a fit. He wasn't a fit. So it is what it is. Man.
Yo, hey, yo, fuck.
No, hey, disgusting words. But Wally, on the mindset, go ahead and finish before you're really interrupted by the rude scholar, Junior.
You heard. Listen, man, the mindset is it's like, I feel like these guys already know who they are. Your first year, you work out the kinks. Your second year, you try to implement your system. Your third year, you know what you're going to do. All that's out the window. That's it. They know what they do. They got the guys. They got the mindset of let's get these guys together. Let's get, we know what we have. Let's build up what we have. We know we could have got in there. We had injuries to turns, but we still got these guys that have some type of pedigree. And let's just add to that. And you can see with the guys that they added, you brought some physical guys, some guys that were kind of overlooked. Some guys took less money because they want to prove to you that they have a chip on their shoulder. So I think we're, it might be an underdog story. It might be a little underdog story because these guys, Shaq Barrett was reading off, Jordan Brooks took a
Now they want to believe in the underdog.
Oh, here we go. Here, bro, this guy. Wow. Can you control him, coach? Can you please control that guy?
You want me to mute him? Do you want me to mute him?
Do something.
From the top rope per usual, no, Jesus.
Come on, man.
Wow.
It's not a show. This guy does not sabotage. We gave him the cover of the show. We gave him the cover.
French, it's your time to shine, baby. Come on.
Go ahead, French. Anything, what else you got? You got anything else to add, French? You got anything we good?
Sometimes when you talk about that, you got to strip it down to the core, and that's what we did kind of with the defense specifically. We stripped it down to the core, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. So, hey, and with stripping it down to the core, honestly, you had to have tough conversations.
I don't think they strip it down that much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you got rid of the way they was crying on the timeline, McKinney. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man,
y'all
was making like Van Ginkle was Junior
Seau. Oh, shit. That's true.
Hey, he ain't lying, though. He ain't lying, though.
Like, come on. Like him and Duke Riley wasn't standing on lock of the season. Come on, now.
Hey, they had Christian Wilkins talking about, yo, that man a dog. I had some people tell Pasolia I was better, but, I mean, they kicked me out of space when I said that. But, hey.
Oh, man.
That's Randy Starks. Right, Randy Starks is better. You want to talk about it, Randy Starks?
Keith Trailer. Keith Trailer. What about Keith Trailer?
The trailer. Daryl Garner.
Tim Bowens.
The Bowen brothers. Man, even though Larry Chesler.
Oh, David Bowens. That's true. Yeah. Wow, he's more of a defensive end. Yeah.
Yeah, when Jason Taylor was out there at his peak. Whoop. Let's talk about Armstrong. What's up? There's a couple of them. Yeah, man. Yo, listen.
Now, look, I'm gonna give you. Hey, listen, I'm gonna give you a name. You're probably not gonna remember this one, Chuck Klingbeil.
That's way old for me. But look, let me just land this point. The mindset. It goes to the mindset of the fan base. They overhype these guys that weren't even up to parts of what the guys that we had, of the culture that we had built before, of the Dolphin mystique. If you're not better than Daryl Garner, why the hell am I giving you 24 million? Why are you crying the timeline?
But Wally, let me ask you this. What happened when somebody started putting a little disrespect on your name? Jay-Z said, you got to keep your ego. You got to remind these cats who they're dealing with sometimes. So when you talk about some of these guys like a Barrett and even like when David, like these dudes came in with like, okay. So listen, chips on their shoulders. What's up, coach?
No, I was gonna say. Speaking of Eagle, I haven't heard you mention the Eagle in a while. Where's it been?
The Hawk. Hey, listen, Coach, do it one more time. On the balcony real quick.
You gonna come out with a hat? It's coming with a hat.
Let me see if I.
I know he's gonna pull up with the hat or some shit. I know he's doing some shit.
Is it the Eagles trainer's hat or some shit like that? Like,
the glove. You know how they put the glove and they call it the glove.
Yeah.
You know he's talking
mindset right there. Mindset of a trainer.
He's talking to his assistant right now. Yo, give me the stuff.
Hey, that's the call.
Hey, yo.
This is insane, bro.
There's some chatter, man, you know, about some things, man. You know, the Hawk is always out, man. Chris Greer is always looking for that next deal. Yeah, man, I know a lot of people are waiting on the potential OBJ signing. There were some murmurs that he's potentially looking for around $7 million. You know, I don't know how close the Dolphins are prepared to offer to that or if that's like his base ask, or I'm not sure exactly what the hoopla with that one was, but there was some chatter about that earlier this week. Still waiting to see if he's going to actually sign. We know we've seen he's still in the clubs. He's still around. He's still down here. So he ain't necessarily left yet. I'm pretty sure he's very fond of the city of Miami. So
do you think he'll wait till post June when the money kicks in? Or?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
The team doesn't want to put themselves in any position, with certain contracts and stuff. So I'm sure they're going to hold pat with what they offered. I'm sure there's incentives where maybe it can go up to the money he's looking for or close to it. So I think that's been the thinking this whole entire time for the Dolphins. Like, we'll offer you a certain amount, but if you're not willing to do it, hey man, it was a pleasure getting to know you. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what I believe is happening right now with them.
No, but we got a lot of money though. Like, if you really think about it right now, we have a lot of money for these players to pay them however we want to pay them. But Jesus Christ, this guy is out.
It's there. But that's a Greer way of doing business, man.
Exactly. So they're not gonna overpay for anything. If you wanna get paid a little bit more, you can sign now or you can wait till the post June, because when we get that extra dough. You don't get that. You get the money for that. And money for
we got about $5 million right now. With that 18, that puts you about 23. To an extension or Tyreek, a cut here or there, you could easily get to like a quick 30 to 40, no problem.
You feel me?
If you wanted to.
If Justin Simmons made that call, you feel me? Ain't nothing to him but to do it for show. You feel me?
He might have to come down on his asking price though. Quandre Diggs, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
He's still out there.
I heard we met him, or some form of fashion. Yeah, it was supposed to be some type of visit, but I don't know what happened there. Yeah, Quandre, yeah.
Quick question. I think Q is a true strong safety, box safety. Is he versatile enough? Because I'm not gonna lie to you, I haven't really seen him outside of that dominating as a strong safety when he got that shot. Is he gonna be able to be a versatile enough guy to play in this defense, given what they say we want to be?
I think so, being that you utilize everyone to their strengths. His strengths are not necessarily where you want Javon Holland. You don't necessarily want him doing all the dirty work. You want him to be able to free up and roam freely. If you have him, Poyer, and Javon, you got no issues coverage as far as coverage goes.
I think,
especially if you're rotating safeties and corners and doing funky alignments and stuff on the back end.
He might extend Poyer's season, because him and Poyer seem to be like kind of the same guy, sort of. I don't see Poyer as a cover-free safety. I see him more of a box safety.
Right. Probably now. He don't have the same speed and athleticism he once had. I think he can do it. I just don't know if he can do it at the same level. But
I'm with you. What's up, French? What's up, bro? What are you holding on? You got your beads? What do we have?
Yeah, those things are kind of – I'm getting kind of worried with those beads.
It's his Sahara beads. Is that he found it?
Is he going to – you go to church or something? What's going on?
Hey, yo,
sir, I'm going to tell you something about these. I can't tell you where I picked them up from on my travel, on my journey. But what I'm going to tell you is these beads right here.
In the sand.
Listen, I got these out of an Egyptian mountain. And I'm going to tell you one thing.
Sure you
do. I was there this off season because I had to get my mind right. I listened to y'all all last season. This and that wine on the timeline. But this season, this off season, the mindset has changed. The timeline has changed. The frequency has changed. We are sweeping everybody in the division.
That's all you got? Is that it? Anything else there,
Mr.? But Wally, don't understand. That's the mindset.
That's the mindset.
The team got to have that's going into this. You got to have a mindset that you're sweeping everybody. Because at the end of the day, we can't rely on this out of you seeing what funky things happen out of division. You on the road, it can snow, it can, you know what I'm saying? Like, things out of your control. What you can't control is taking care of business within a division. Win your blood clot division. Get it done. No more. You gotta, the mindset gotta change. All that. Oh, people have Josh Allen owns the Dolphins. No, he don't own that. He owned the 2023, the 2022, the 21s. Nah, 2024. Nah, we ain't got no owner. We off the leash. We got it's the mindset.
Hey, so we got a special guest. We haven't spoken to this gentleman in a long time. I want to welcome our good friend OG Ennis Campbell to the stage.
Does he have the mindset? Is he ready?
Does he have the mindset?
So can I say something? I appreciate y'all letting me up. The mindset can be also established from up top. Like, I've been thinking about something. I want y'all to follow with me real quick and tell me what y'all think. Like, I think we stand pat. I've been saying that at the draft. But I think Greer is going to be aggressive with the mindset of, hey, I need to knock them off. I can trade next year's, not the condition. You can't trade them, but you got a second and a third next year that you can trade to get back up in the third or second next year. I mean, in this draft, because you got picks next year that you can shake and bake next year with. And I don't know if we got to go have a compensatory coming next. Oh, well, that'll be for the further year. But my thing is, and with like Chad was saying with the contract, if you could create more money, I was looking at the over the cap. Ogba's dead money comes off after this year. Byron Jones' dead money comes up. We can have so much money going forward to play with. If you sign Phillips and Holland to the extension to free up more, and you do these one or two deals, maybe you sign long to something, extend him, and you know what I'm saying? Like, we can really go on a run. If Greer does it right, like, it's really set up right now, he has to have the mindset to say, hey, I need to do the right things right here to put these guys in the mindset of, hey, it's ours and ours only. Like, I've been dealing with friends. It starts at the top, though. It can't be just the locker room. It has to be from the top down. Like, I believe that's going to change the locker room. He already went and recruited dogs that got NFL – playoff experience that's not going to be scared of that boy up there. They don't care about Josh Allen running through Miami. They wasn't here for that, so they're not going to care about that. So I think he's doing right. I just want to say we'll see what y'all thought about that.
Well, that's the mindset. You allow these guys to graduate into these opportunities that they've earned. He spoke on that. They've earned the opportunity to become free agents. You allow them to spread their wings with the intentions of coming back and extending that window. Sometimes you got to let somebody go up out that window before so you can raise that thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like, it's all about extending the window. At the end of the day, what it has allowed us to do is to look forward to the guys who were in the draft class, not in the 2019 and 2018, but the 2021 draft class where we know we hit first, second, third pick. You know what I mean? You got Tua's deal at the top of the 2020 draft. These guys are the guys who are coming into focus, and these are the guys that are going to push the Dolphins forward into that new era, and you're going to complement that talent, that core that you brought in and developed, and cultivate that. That's the mindset.
Man, listen, the mindset. It's like French harped on it, OG harped on it. It starts from the top to the bottom. From Stephen Ross to the guy selling you tickets to the guy at the soda stand and all of that good stuff. All right. So, you know, you could if you're not bro, to win a championship at any level or anything, to dominate, be number one at anything, anywhere. Everybody that's going along with you has to share the same mindset. No matter what you're doing, everything's you all one band, one town. There's a bunch of monikers you can find that they told you the mindset. If the whole team is in tune, we got this. It starts at the top and finishes at the bottom.
And Wally, most of everybody we've interviewed when we've had our shows from different, whether they've been athletes or people who've covered athletes, whether it was the covering of the Mahomes or the KC, but you had guys saying that it started with the mindset of the team to get over the hump with KC. How do you think KC got over the hump with just having Matt Moore and going to make that next step and actually win the Super Bowl. It started with the mindset of the quarterback coming in saying, yo, good ain't good enough. We need to be great.
But check it out. If you look at the screen, that's the literal definition of the mindset, the established set of attitudes held by someone.
Why do you sound like that?
Let him cook. You got a mindset.
See, Wally, the mindset is to come in at a different pitch to allow it to be a more a streamless message presentation. You know what I'm saying? That's the mindset. You know
we need to hit the timeline with the mindset and frequency. They need to change their mindset and their frequency.
Universal frequencies, laws, and principles. We talking about with this mindset thing. The law of attraction. You believe that you're the best team in the AFC East, therefore you become the best team in the AFC East. You believe you're the best GM, the best drafter in the front office, Chris Greer, therefore you go into this draft and you execute at a high level. Stephen Ross, when it's time to do the F1 racing and everything that he got going on, he putting together the best concerts. Him and Garfield, they want to be the best. So let's not be the best only in the surveys. Let's be the best in the locker room. Let's be the best on the field. Rain, sleet, snow, hell, January, February, March, or December. Let's go. That's the mindset.
I agree.
Speaking of mindset, thank you for coming back with your regular voice.
That's not my regular voice, but it's okay.
You sound like a fake Bobby, but don't worry about it. Pause. Guys, where the draft is four weeks away, 4 to 5 weeks away. Is there a guy at pick number one? I'm 21 for us, actually. In the first round, that sure is his mindset that you think so at 21. It's a can't escape talent.
Well, we all know there's been a lot of talk about Brian Thomas Jr. The reality is he's a very talented player, and I don't know if he'll be there, but he does have the mindset. But there are players who I don't think you can ignore the connections to with the Austin Clark and the Jazon Newton. He got that mindset. He's a guy where he even when they were up, the game was out of hand in the fourth quarter. He's still going full go with that full effort. He's not taking plays off. That's the mindset that you got to bring in. A guy with no quit. Like, that's the mindset. Adarius Robinson, a Missouri kid who was overlooked in the draft process, and when he got his opportunity to put it out on display, what'd he do? Against the best competition. That's the mindset. That's where I'm at.
Yes, sir. Plenty of guys in the first round that got that dog in them. Troy got that dog in him. Definitely a guy that can come in and show that mindset, show that tenacity, that toughness that we're looking for. We always talking about our offensive line being finesse and all this and that. I think Troy brings an element of that mindset that Butch Berry is implementing. You see the
that
difference.
Grit.
Exactly. You see, Butch Berry. Me, French, and Wally went to that practice, and all you hear is Butch Berry yelling, Butch Berry intense, Butch Berry this, Butch Berry that. Like, that's what we need. We got to bring those dogs in here, and I think there's a lot of guys in the first round, second round, fourth round, whatever pick you got, there's guys that are available that got that mindset, that dog.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. There's a couple of these athletes out here that show the mindset, dog. But to me, the epitome of guy, and Chad just mentioned it, man. This Robinson kid, man. This kid, they tell him you're too small to play that. You're too big to play that. And all he does is show up. This kid has been told no everywhere he goes. And also another guy that even I was making fun of. You guys know me. I have my little, but Cooper DeZean. Everybody, people like me.
Yeah, you talk about an athlete.
Yeah, dude. And you know me. I'm like, yo, cuz. Hey, this kid can play anything he wants because he got that mindset.
The mindset to be able to set out to do whatever he please, excel, and whatever he does. Like, that's the...
Give me that at 21. At 21? Let's go. Listen.
We're talking about one of the fastest players in the state of Iowa.
I'm running with that at 21. Stop playing.
I mean, if he's there.
Hey, man, listen.
French, what you if you add there? Him into that safety rotation with a Poyer and a Javon Holland, when Poyer leaves in a year or so, you have a Holland and a Cooper DeJean on a rookie contract. You give Holland his bag, and what's up? I mean, it's not crazy. I know a lot of people probably wouldn't be initially excited about it, but the
what's up, friends? What you got?
What I say, whether it's a worthy, what's the kid from?
Worthy, huh?
Mizzou guys, you know how I feel about Mizzou guys. If Chris Greer want to spin the block on the Mizzou, I'm like, all right now. This one better. The last Mizzou guy got the Hodget up. I mean, Troy, if he's there, I'll take him too. But listen, coming in, I feel like where we're at and how the draft might shake out, whether 4 or 5 quarterbacks go early, you know, somebody make a run on pass rushers, a specific tackle, or cornerback.
French, on that thought, there was talk about Michael Penix after he ran the 4.4 today that he could potentially make his way up into the first round now. So that's your point. It builds on what you were saying, that helps us in that regard. That's more players falling at the board that of other positions of need and of value to us because we got our guy. But, yeah, go ahead, French, my bad.
Oh, we're going to have an opportunity to grab the best guy that's going to be able to fit to help mold the mindset that we have because we switched our frequency. We switched our mindset and our frequency. Somebody send me a frequency, Jeff, because I don't know if you know, but it starts up here in the great book, The Art of War. Great generals from the 13th and 14th century will play mind games with their adversary before war even happens. Because if I defeat you in the mind, if you take the mind, the body will follow.
Going into this season, going into this draft, I think we have a lot to look forward to. I'm excited for the potential outcomes. Like, there's still money coming available, still things that we can do, still moves that we can make, still players to evaluate. Let's see what happens, man. I'm excited.
Yeah, you know that there was talk about them them having some conversations with some veteran offensive linemen waiting for them to see what they do with the drafts. So they're obviously not done. They're still roster building.
And don't get me twisted. We still can make a splash now.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Just because I'm eating right, I still bang out 6 Krispy Kremes.
Appreciate everybody for being with us here today. Another episode of Playback. We got more content dropping this week, more guests, more giveaways planned. We plan to do a lot more draft coverage and team coverage as more news and more things arise and come to the table, man. I appreciate everybody for their support. Fresh got his beads from I don't know where. Junior with the dad hat. All right, man. Appreciate y'all.